Welcome, folks, to the only hour that ever was or ever will be, for this is the hour of the time. During this hour, you will decide your future and thus our collective futures. I'm your host, William Cooper.
Let's go.
we don't all stand together, we will surely hang separately. Somebody write me a letter and tell me who said that. I know, but do you? This is William Cooper, folks, for Swiss America Trading Corporation. If you followed my broadcast for any length of time, you know I've been bringing you news of the world without sponsorship. In part, I've been leery of allowing just any corporation to buy time on this show, the hour of the time, but I'm proud to announce now a new alliance. Really, not so new now, since they have been sponsoring us for a few weeks. But the new alliance is with Swiss America Trading Corporation and myself, and we are committed to preparing you, my listening audience, for the upcoming economic trauma, and believe me, it is coming. For over 11 years, Swiss America has been supplying over 10,000 clients with hard assets and constant information on how best to protect those assets. For a limited time, folks, interested listeners can receive a complimentary newsletter if you mention my name, William Cooper, and ask for the information on, quote, protecting your future, unquote. It's chock full of facts and information that you need to know. And if you think you know it all, I can tell you right now you don't. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646 today. Right now, this minute, pick up the phone and call. Don't procrastinate. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Right now, this moment, and invest the time it takes to read one of the most important publications of our times. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Doesn't cost you a thing, and I guarantee you'll be glad that you did. Folks, if you want to do yourself, this country, and some young person a favor, buy a young person a shortwave radio and turn them on to this show, for the future belongs to them. And whatever they turn out to be will be a product of whatever they're taught. And I guarantee you, they're not taught anything that you're hearing on this show. Nothing. Period. Since the future belongs to them, they deserve to hear what's broadcast on this show and many others. They deserve to hear what people in other countries think about us and about the United States. They deserve to be able to hear all the differing viewpoints on all the different shortwave radio broadcasts and make an intelligent decision on their own and not have to rely upon the controlled establishment media in the United States of America, because it has become nothing but propaganda for the New World Order. So if you really want to do something good, probably the best thing that you could ever do in your whole life, is buy a shortwave radio and give it as a present to a young person and turn them on to this radio program and all the other rich sources of information that are only available on shortwave radio. Do that, folks. Doesn't cost that much. You can be very proud of an act like that, and you can help some young person learn the truth about what's happening in the world instead of being reared in fantasy land. What you're going to hear on this program tonight is a pre-recorded tape of another radio broadcast on another station, and you will be told who these people are and the call signs of the station and the location during the playing of this tape, so I won't waste your time with giving you any kind of an introduction. Pay close attention. You need to know what we're airing tonight.
Uplift America, 98.5. This is KDNO, Delano, California. And now we present a special program of undetermined length. I think you yourself will be the one to determine how long this upcoming program turns out to be. We're going to be discussing this morning here live on KDNO, or perhaps later by repeating this tape-recorded broadcast as well. We're going to be discussing an event that happened locally in Visalia just a couple of days ago, when Internal Revenue Service federal agents raided a business office there. And we are told that other business offices were raided as well throughout the state. The report you heard and saw, if you listened and watched Channel 30, KFSN in Fresno, deal with this news was something like this.
Investigators say the Pilot Connection Society would charge its members about $1,200 to untax them. That means they would show disgruntled citizens how to remove their names from the federal income tax rolls. The IRS claims the group's leaders were involved in a variety of illegal activities, including conspiracy to defraud the IRS, mail fraud, and money laundering. For now, no criminal charges have been filed. But the IRS is forwarding its findings to the Justice Department.
The investigation will proceed, and based on the results of the investigation, we will determine whether or not charges will be filed.
The IRS also says it plans to track down anyone who followed the tax-avoiding advice of the Pilot Connection Society.
Now, over the years, the whole concept of federal income tax has been challenged by various people in a number of court cases, and each time, the IRS says, the courts have upheld the government's right to collect taxes from citizens. So, officials say these kinds of tax protest groups don't have a legal leg to stand on. Rich.
Dan, does anyone know how long this organization has been operating?
Well, the IRS says it apparently dates back just 2 years, but in 1991, they reportedly got $1.3 million from subscribers.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
I was so shocked when I heard that newscast that I called Channel 30 immediately. I got a hold of Douglas Caldwell, who was the news director on duty that evening when I contacted Channel 30. I explained to him my background, explained that I'm the owner of a radio station, the owner of the newspaper, the Enterprise News, that of my five children, one of them is a graduate of Oxford University, has his doctorate from Oxford, and that another of my sons is a CPA. And incidentally, we have both another son and another son-in-law who are involved in computer programming. All five of our children are happily married. We didn't go into all this detail with Doug Caldwell, but I did try to establish my credibility, that I'm not a wild-haired, horn-bearing radical. As a matter of fact, as I explained to him, I'm a taxpayer. I filed my 1040s every year. And yet, I know enough about this story to know that Channel 30 was lied to. Caldwell seemed very interested. He said he would have his reporter call me back immediately. His reporter did call me back in about 15 or 20 minutes on his cell phone. He was in Visalia at the time covering the story. I pointed out to the reporter facts that I will relate to you in a moment. And the reporter promised to get in touch with me the day following in order to get documentation and to be able to further cover this story in a factual manner. Well, Channel 30 did not follow up on the story, so we're going to follow up on it for them. You heard in the Channel 30 news report that the Internal Revenue Service said laws were broken, and yet the Internal Revenue Service also told Channel 30 nobody had been arrested. Now, let me explain to you what that is. If those laws that were broken were felonies, then the Internal Revenue Service confessed to Channel 30 to the crime of misprision of felony. That's a very serious crime. In other words, when you know that a felony has been committed and you refuse to prosecute, you, as a public official, have committed a crime. The crime is known in the law books as misprision, not misprison, but misprision, P-R-I-S-I-O-N, of felony. And you can be prosecuted. The Internal Revenue Service now, obviously, the evidence is there, right in the public record, that the Internal Revenue Service is guilty of misprision of felony because they both have alleged that crimes have been committed, and they've listed the crimes, and then they have said that nobody has been arrested. And the people they could arrest are very available. They could have been arrested the day that the office was broken into. Another mistake that was contained in the story is the fact that this office in Visalia was referred to as an office of the Pilot Connection. Well, it wasn't. It was an office of IT&T, Tax Technology, Bob Mosier's office. And Bob Mosier and the Pilot Connection simply don't get along with each other. We have interviewed Bob Mosier here at KDNR at length, and we've also interviewed Phil Marsh, and they don't like each other. They both have a similar job to do. They both are working along the same track, and I guess for that reason they are view each other as competitors, and they're not the same. So once again, the public was lied to by the Internal Revenue Service. And you heard the lie broadcast by Channel 30. And Channel 30 knows that what they broadcast is a lie, and they, as of this date, have not clarified that lie for their viewers. Then finally, the third serious error broadcast by Channel 30 was the fact that the reporter alleged that nobody who has ever tried to go against the Internal Revenue Service has ever succeeded in court. That simply isn't true. The latest precedent on in this regard, and I just got a note handed to me that Channel 30 just called and wants me to call them back. They'll have to wait till this program is over, or else they can call in during the program and make their concerns known. Cheek versus United States is a Supreme Court decision where very clearly lower court decisions in opposition to an airline pilot by the name of John Cheek were overturned, and the Supreme Court found in favor of the tax protester and against the Internal Revenue Service. It is not true that it can be stated clear cut that those who fail to pay their taxes always lose in court. Many of them have lost in court, but the tide is turning, and the ones who are going against the IRS these days are winning in court. That was not told you by Channel 30. I'd like to make a proposal today, and we have much detail to go into, but before we go into the detail, let's set a course. First of all, I'd like to explain to you that I am not scripted today. I'm talking to you off the cuff and straight from my heart, and there will be an opportunity for you to participate in this program later on. My proposal is positive. I would like to propose that a group of us who pay our taxes regularly, a group of us who, before each April 15th, file our 1040s carefully and as legally as we possibly can, accurately, out of respect for our government, that we form an organization called Taxpayers Opposed to Illegal Practices, TOTIP. Now, Taxpayers Opposed to Illegal Practices would be as opposed to those who don't pay their taxes as we would be opposed to a government that lies to its people. We would take a position of neutrality and seek to draw public attention to aberrant government practices, the kind of practices you saw reflected on the Channel 30 news report. We first heard of the break-in in Visalia, the morning of the break-in. A listener in Visalia, who is closely associated with international, IT&T, whatever that full name of the company is, he's acquainted with Bob Mosier and Bob's work there in Visalia, and he learned early on that that the raid was happening. And he called us. As a result of his call, I telephoned the Internal, that's what I ended up calling the Internal Revenue Service, but I called Tax Technology in Visalia, and here this private telephone line is being answered by a honey-voiced lady. You'll hear her very courteously answer the phone without identifying herself. She will not tell you who she is. She acts as though she's representing Bob Mosier. Listen carefully for that hint that she is actually acting as a secretary for Bob Mosier. What she is really doing, I need to explain in advance, is seeking to entrap anyone who would phone that office to learn who they are and to essentially instill an illicit fear in those people that they are going to be caught for having aligned themselves with IT&T and for all the true facts that IT&T has been telling the public about the illicit activities of the Internal Revenue Service. If you are a taxpayer, and if you are a well-informed citizen, you need to listen carefully to the 10 or 15 minutes of this telephone conversation, and then you need to call friends and have them tune in to 98.5 now, and let's all get together, get our heads together, and figure out what to do about this problem. The whole point of this is that the Constitution of the United States acknowledges the authority of God, who gives each individual the right to be secure in his property. In America, we do not burst into private homes and we do not burst into private offices and confiscate anything at all without probable cause. And when there is probable cause, there are arrests. There have been no arrests because no laws have been broken. Your government is out of control, and here's the proof.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, there's a tape recorder on this line. What office have I reached?
You have reached 734-7440.
Oh, yes, I know that. That's what I dialed, but I'm wondering...
Should I leave a message, sir?
No, whose office is this?
This is Bob Mosher's office.
I see, and who's speaking?
We're executing a federal search warrant. We're special agents with the Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation Division.
I see. And can you recite the charges for me, please?
I don't have that information available. I'm just answering the phones and taking messages for Mr. Mosher. Do you want to leave?
There is the necessity for there to be probable cause.
Are you the attorney, sir?
No. I am radio station KDNO and the Enterprise News newspaper.
Oh, super. Can you hold on just a minute? We have somebody that can handle that information for you. Well, hold on just a minute. And your name, sir?
Richard Palmquist.
Okay, ma'am.
Now, at this point, we are going to let the tape roll, but it's I had to put the machine on pause, Ian. This took so long to get this other fellow on the phone. He'll soon be coming in.
Hello, there's a tape recorder on this line. Richard Palmquist here. Your name?
Who are you with?
My name is Richard Palmquist. I'm the owner of radio station KDNO and the Enterprise News newspaper. Your name, please?
My name is, first of all...
Let's do one thing at a time. I'd like to know your name. Your mother did give you a name, didn't she? Okay, good. Well, what is it?
I'm a federal agent. We are in the process of executing a federal search warrant. It's authorized by the United States District Court. If you desire further information, you may desire to contact the federal court in Fresno.
Mr. Agent, is that truly your natural name?
Are you an attorney?
No, I'm not.
Are you representing anyone?
I'm representing the people of California.
In what capacity are you representing
the people? In this capacity. It is the allegation of certain people who would be viewed as very irresponsible from your point of view that the Internal Revenue Service is in fact a private Delaware corporation that is controlled by a private corporation known as the Department of Treasury, which is controlled by a private corporation known as the Federal Reserve. We have been trying for months through your Philadelphia headquarters office to get someone in a responsible position within the Internal Revenue Service and the Department of Treasury or the United States Department of Treasury to tell our people the facts regarding that allegation. No one will answer our correspondence, just as you have refused to give me your name. What are you afraid of? Will you tell me the truth? Is the Internal Revenue Service...
Please contact the court house.
No,
Fresno.
Tell me...
Read the affidavit, which is lengthy in its nature, and it will spell out the reasons for the search. It will advise you and provide any information you need.
In very simple terms that our listeners who are listening will understand, tell me the nature of probable cause. What is the nature of your probable cause?
Let me refer you to a public affairs member if you want to get the details of the activity.
It is public affairs that has refused repeatedly to answer my correspondence, even though it's certified mail. Therefore, I prefer to talk to the person I'm talking to. And that seems to be you right now. If you have a name, I would appreciate your name.
You are not representative of the...
I am representing the people of California.
Okay, but the people of California are not the subject of the search warrant. We have a site here, and who refers you to this site?
I will tell you that when you tell me your personal name.
Well, like I say, I refer you to the United States Attorney and the U.S. Courthouse.
The United States Attorney is known to us, Mr. Carl Fowler, is known to us as an eminent criminal who refuses to prosecute criminals. We have made known to him he refuses clear evidence of felonies that have been committed in the city of Porterville. He refuses to give the grand jury information of a substantive nature that would bring down drug pushers who are connected with law enforcement in Tulare County. Why would I call Carl Fowler?
Obviously...
May I have your name, sir?
Are not...
May I have your name, sir?
...of the legal cases that have gone forward, if you don't want to acknowledge the jurisdiction.
I hate drug pushing. I hate drug pushing. I hate agents who hide behind friendships rather than following the law. That's my concern. You have refused to answer my questions. That means under
where you can obtain the information you request.
You have given me clear indication. You've given me clear indication that you are operating from a base of fraud.
I will be happy to provide you a number and refer you to the courthouse where you can obtain the information you are requesting.
And that,
that's all I can do for
that
you.
Courthouse is under the supervision of Mr. Carl Father. True or false?
No, the courthouse is not.
No, there. Not the courthouse, but the U.S. attorney. The U.S. attorney you would refer me to is Carl Father. True or false?
You can call George O'Connell in Sacramento.
Well, George is Carl's boss. Well, why would he be any more willing to follow the law than Carl?
Sir, we are.
Let me give you and all of your brethren there an open invitation to come without warrant to 1305 Glenwood in Delano, California, and go on the air and discuss these matters in full like a man that you apparently do not wish to be known as. A man would give his name. A man would tell the answers to clearly stated questions. Why won't you answer my questions?
If I viewed you as a legitimate journalist, then possibly we could talk. You are nothing but
argumentative. I'm the owner of a radio station, and I am very concerned. I'm a taxpayer. Hello? Hello?
At that point, the agent, the manly agent, hung up on me. Just to review, in case you tuned in the middle, what you've just heard is a conversation I legally recorded Thursday with a person who was militarily occupying a business office, a private legal business office in Visalia. And this agent, as you heard, refused to identify himself, and it isn't just your hunch or mine that by refusing to identify himself he acknowledged that he was engaged in criminal activity, but there is a Supreme Court decision that acknowledges that a lack of responsiveness is an admission of fraud. So there you have proof that your Internal Revenue Service is openly and publicly displaying fraud. Well, we were talking earlier about Channel 30, and they reported this incident and the fact that we contacted Channel 30 and sought to be helpful to them as a responsible journalist. We offered them documentation. We made it clear that we had no desire necessarily to go on television ourselves. I told the fellow, I'm not a publicity hound. I'm just a concerned citizen who wants to set the record straight. I offered to share information with them, share documentation. We've studied these issues for many years. And Doug Caldwell didn't follow through, so I faxed him these words. Now, this is lengthy, but stay with me. There's a lot of good content here. What these words are is my planned sound bites. One of these sound bites would have hit the air on Channel 30 had they interviewed me. This is a fax sent to Doug Caldwell, the date of February 26, 1993. The Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution assures the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, and that no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. The California Constitution, Article 1, Section 13, uses the same language and gives the same assurance. What this guarantee, this God-given right, attests is that we will be raided by the government only if we deserve to be arrested.
Well, I hate to interrupt this portion of the broadcast, folks, but we have to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short pause.
You realize this dollar bill you gave me ain't hardly worth the page it's printed on. The reason is it isn't lawful money, and the truth is stated plainly in this song. Paper money, paper money, it's a federal trick without a treat. It's the source of all inflation, why your ends don't meet. Our founding fathers wrote our Constitution, which states that only Congress has the right to print up dollars backed by gold and silver, which guaranteed the future would be bright. Then Congress signed a contract with some banksters. This happened back in 1910 plus 3. Well, those banksters said, we'll guard your gold and silver and issue paper money for a fee. Paper money, bogus money, it's been proven throughout history. It deceives you while it bleeds you, as it leads you down to tyranny. So now we've got this private corporation, which calls itself the Federal Reserve, whose purpose was to strangle our great nation and plunder from us wealth they don't deserve. Now those banksters sit on top our gold and silver, then warn us not to practice guile or greed, then charges compound interest on some paper, which they print up any time they feel the need. Paper money, worthless money, it's a nation's curse since times of old. Things won't ever get no better till we make the Fed give back our gold. Those banksters talk about a new world order and why the USA should play their game. Well, let's throw those traitors out and lock the border before we only have ourselves to blame. Paper money, funny money, it's a ticket stub to tyranny. Gold and silver is the answer, it will reinstate our liberty. We the people have the power, we can reinstate our liberty.
I want to take just a minute, time out here, folks, to thank Mr. Carl Klang. That's Mr. Carl Klang, who sent us the song that you just heard performed by him called Paper Money. And he also sent us another one, The Ballad of Randy Weaver, entitled Wheresoever Eagles Gather, which you will hear at the end of this program. We don't ever want you to forget Randy Weaver or the Waco Massacre. And now we continue with our program.
Who has been arrested? On what charge? There has been no crime. There should have been no raid. If ITT and the Pilot Connection people had committed crimes, their people would have been arrested. Nobody has been arrested. No crimes have been committed. If there had been crimes committed, there would have been arrests. IRS agents are well-meaning. They get assignments and they carry them out to the best of their ability. Government employees who committed war crimes were also government agents who meant well. Their defense was that they were simply following orders. And let me interrupt myself here for a moment to explain. Someone is dialing in right now, and that's wonderful. If you are dialing in for the purpose of going on the air, please do not hang up. Keep ringing in, and we'll take your call as soon as possible. We're going to ignore business calls during this period. I'm here at the station by myself. Going on now with the facts. The criminal in this story, I'm writing to Doug Caldwell, news director of KFSN. The criminal in this story is the United States Attorney, Carl Faller,
who is known to us to be covering up felonies in the city of Porterville. He refused to take to the federal grand jury a complaint filed with him by Tulare County Sheriff Butch Coley. Now, if I'm a responsible journalist, that means Sheriff Butch Coley is a responsible law enforcement officer. Just, that's an aside. Going on with the facts, Spaulding should be indicted for jury tampering and for misprision of felony. Untaxers claim the IRS is a privately owned Delaware corporation. The IRS refuses to answer our letters asking them to refute this claim. Untaxers claim the Treasury Department is not the same as the United States Treasury. Untaxers claim the IRS is supervised by the Treasury Department, a department of the privately owned Federal Reserve System. Nobody will deny that the Federal Reserve is a private company. That is an established fact of history dating to 1913. However, we have written the IRS repeatedly at all levels asking for a denial or clarification that the Treasury Department is different, a different entity than the United States Treasury. The IRS will not reply, not from their national office, not from their regional office in Fresno, not from their Bakersfield office. Employees of the Internal Revenue Service are paid with checks drawn on the account of the United States Treasury through an apparent contract for services with the owners of the private corporations involved. At base, income taxation, now this is very important, listen to this carefully, at base, income taxation is unnecessary. No government issuing fiat money with no backing in silver or gold has any need ever to make a deposit to its checking account. Government checking accounts can be overdrawn trillions of billions, infinite dollar amounts, with no need ever to bring the checking account into balance. Whenever government spends money, it reduces the value of all other money in circulation. Whenever private citizens make something and sell it, we increase the value of all money in circulation. These are the primary forces at work in any economy. Our present system has allowed international criminals, we call banksters, to take by fraud a percentage out of every dollar that changes hands. Their justification is called the national debt, and their continuing promise for the future is called the federal deficit. Their wealth goes to them personally, and they wield their power over unsuspecting people who obey them like sheep going into slaughter as they obediently fill out their Form 1040s before each April 15th. The book, The Tax That Never Was, proves without question that the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution has never been ratified and that the IRS operates without constitutional basis. If our research is wrong, somebody from the United States Treasury needs to say publicly there is no privately owned Treasury Department. If our research is wrong, somebody needs to say publicly that there is no ownership type control over the IRS exerted by the Federal Reserve. If our research is wrong, somebody needs to explain why every check you write to the Internal Revenue Service is endorsed pay to Federal Reserve Bank for payment of debt obligations of the United States government, rather than being endorsed by the United States Treasury. Finally, if our research is wrong, economists need to come out publicly and deny what Howard Baker has personally told me, what Senator Joe Biden has personally told me, and what high-level economists in the central banks of Europe and Scandinavia have personally told me when I visited them. Here's what they told me, that no government today is limited in any way in the number or amount of checks it can write except by its knowledge that for a government to write a check will diminish the value of all units of currency in circulation. If our research is wrong, a court of law needs to examine the evidence in the documents published in the book, The Law That Never Was, and that court needs to determine judicially that the truth is a lie. And that's the end of the facts I sent to Douglas Caldwell. You can have a copy of that fax if you wish, and a copy of this tape if you will write to us here at KDNO 1305 Glenwood. That's 1305 Glenwood, Delano, California, zip code 93215. And will you kindly enclose a contribution to the station, which is partly listener-supported, for $10 or more as you make your request. Now we're going to take our first phone call here. Hopefully we will not be fielding a business call. These people seem to be persisting. Hello, you're on the air. May we help you? Well, I guess that was not intended for air. Our telephone number here is 805-725-2345. That's 805-725-2345. and you may participate in the program at any time you wish. An interesting sidelight, a very, very pertinent point to what we've broadcast thus far, is that government agents can now be sued in their personal capacities for what they do while they're doing their job. The Supreme Court, in the case Barbara Hafer, petitioner, versus James C. Mellow, Jr., decided in a many-page decision, I have the entire decision before me here, in 1991, it was decided November 5th, 1991, that you have the right to sue a government employee, and that government employee cannot plead immunity. If the government employee has worked a tort against you, has violated your constitutional rights, you have the right to take that employee of the government to court personally, and he cannot be defended by a government attorney. He has to hire his own attorney to do the job. This is an extremely important fact for you to know if you have decided that it is time for you to confront the IRS. I'll tell you the way I'm beginning my confrontation. I'm beginning to write my checks to the Internal Revenue Service, pay to the order of United, UNITED, States, STATES, Treasury, to be endorsed by no other. And then, when the check comes back and it's not endorsed that way, you have a cause of action. The significance is that beginning in 1913 and taking full effect in the mid-1960s, when silver was finally totally removed from our money, our government has been a co-conspirator in a massive fraud against us. And they haven't even bothered to tidy up the house in terms of the law. The governing law over what money is still ruled by U.S. versus Gelman, Gelman, G-E-L-L-M-A-N. That's 44F Supplement 360 in 1942 case. And that case reads in brief, money is defined, this is a quote right from the judge, money is defined as any material that by agreement serves as a common medium of exchange and measure of value in trade. The essential natural functions of money may be stated as including these three. First, it is a commodity. Is your money a commodity? It is a commodity, having a value of its own. Now, let's say that somehow or other you were separated from everyone else in the world, had to live by yourself. What use, what value would your money be except for starting fires? Or maybe picking your teeth. Yuck. It has no value. But money, according to the law, not according to my opinion, but according to the law, money must be a commodity having a value of its own. Second, it is a common measure of value. Our money doesn't measure up to that standard even. Third, it has a general exchangeability. Yep, it passes. But it must have all three, the judge says. It has general exchangeability and is hence a general medium of exchange. Now, that was in 1942 that case came down, and then during the Nixon administration, without changing that law, our government had the temerity to allow the Federal Reserve, and the people of the Federal Reserve are really in charge. They don't need any permission to do what they do with our money. And the Federal Reserve is owned and controlled by a handful of a dozen or so major wealthy people, basically residents of the city of London. And their group includes the Rockefellers as well of the United States. Those people decided on their own that they were going to remove the value from our money. And since then, we've been going on like blind sheep. Some people like to call us sheeple. And we have been submitting ourselves to this monetary rape, which has resulted directly in the humongous debt and the continuing deficit. That's the reason for it. This, what I've just been discussing with you, is the reason for it. And the song really tells it straight. I mean, this fellow, this Carl Klang, really understands his economics. He's a laborer up in Oregon. And sometimes the truth comes best right down from the grass roots. And Carl Klang is to be given our thanks and our tribute for having come up with a profound expression of what's really going on today in terms of the monetary fraud and rape that we've been subjected to. Well, let's hear from you. If you have something to say, now's the time to say it. If you don't call in within the next few minutes, we'll close this thing out and get on with our other programming. Our phone number here is 805-725-2345. That's 805-725-2345. And as you call, you need not think you have to call with something profoundly supportive or even argumentative. Just call to ask a question if you want to. Here we go. Hello there. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Greg. I've been listening to this, and I can't believe your phone's not ringing off the hook.
Well, thanks. I have the same I have the same concern.
I mean, are we all asleep out here or what? I'm shocked, flabbergasted. I don't believe what I've just spent a half an hour listening to.
What's the most important part of what you have heard, in your opinion?
Well, I've known for years that the government lies to us, but I had no idea that we were being taken advantage of to such an extent.
How about the constitutional issue, this business of if they're going to arrest somebody, they're not going to arrest somebody?
I can barely hear you.
Oh, how about the constitutional issue, the fact that if they're going to raid you, they must have in mind that they're going to arrest you?
Well, as you so aptly put it, we're governed by a bunch of criminals. They don't. The government doesn't use, from what I've seen, doesn't use the Constitution except to its own benefit. When it benefits them, they use it. When it doesn't benefit them, they ignore it.
Anything else?
Well, not on the air.
Okay, well, I'll call some time off the air. I'd be glad to hear from you, and we appreciate the response.
Okay, very good.
Here's somebody else.
Okay, good luck.
Whoops, that was a hang-up. Okay, if that person will call back, our number is 725-2345. Here we go. You're on the air. No, you're not. I wonder about that. You know, it's my understanding that line-tapping devices depend upon a quick ring, and then when you pick up the phone, they're gone. You don't need to tap our line. We're on the air on a 50,000-watt broadcasting station openly. And you government employees who might be listening to us, listen, we love you. Jesus Christ is the reason we are on the air doing what we're doing. He loves you, and you know, God cares. All right, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good.
This is Art in Porterville.
Hi, Art.
I hear what you're saying. I've been aware of the problem for quite some time, and you've been a big part of making me aware of what's really going on. I've been studying the Constitution a lot, and I think that if we taught our children the Constitution, and if everyone became aware of this document, and our elected officials knew that we were aware of this document, and they knew what it said, that they would be afraid of being tried for failure to keep their oath of upholding the Constitution of the United States of America. I think that I believe that the government officials, elected officials, count on our ignorance or are even controlled by that ignorance itself.
Well, how about the possibility that they are manipulating our ignorance?
Well, that too. Those that know must be manipulating our ignorance.
And have been for decades.
Oh, definitely. There's no doubt in my mind about it, because the more I study this document, I'm studying it right now, and I was reading it before you even started on the air with it.
Have you yet become aware, Art, of the fact that the Constitution does not give us any rights, but that rather that God gives us the rights, and that we, the people, are using the Constitution as a tool to guarantee our personal liberties by keeping limits on government?
Absolutely. That is the absolute truth. That's what the document is all about.
I was educated in Iowa. Iowa is reputed to have the best schools in the nation.
Uh-huh.
And thank God for the education I got in reading, writing, arithmetic. But I got no education on this issue whatsoever.
Neither did I.
I learned that there were three divisions in government, and that we should be grateful that government has its powers divided, because otherwise it would be oppressive. That was made very clear to us in our civic classes. But nobody ever spoke to this issue of our rights coming straight from God and the Constitution giving some rights to government and withdrawing other rights.
Yep, that's true, folks, about our schools, but it's not true of the listeners of this radio broadcast since May the 4th, 1992. I have been educating the American people and the people of the world on all of these facts, including the Constitution, creator endowed rights. The Constitution was written to protect those rights, the illegality of the Federal Reserve, the IRS, and many, many, many other things. If you'd like your own copy of the Constitution, just listen to this next spot, folks. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't have a copy of the Constitution, you're not an American, you don't know what's going on, you're just another sheeple, and you don't even need to be listening to this broadcast. And I'll tell you right now, if you don't have one, listen to this spot, order your copy, study it, learn it, because that is the United States of America, and don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise.
If your copy of the United States Constitution is all wrinkled, old-looking, and stares at you while it dares you to read it, you probably haven't. Now let's get practical. If you don't know what it says, you can't know how it's being destroyed along with the freedoms we all simply take for granted. The Constitution is America. As it is diminished, so too is our nation. The booklet we publish makes it easy to read, easy to understand, easy to own. Send $4.25, which includes postage, either check or money order, to the U.S. Constitution, P.O. Box 376, Danbury, Connecticut, 06813. That's the U.S. Constitution, P.O. Box 376, Danbury, Connecticut, 06813. Ask about substantial discounts for volume orders.
Good night, folks, and God bless you all.
In the mountains up near Sandpoint, north of Naples, Idaho, eagles gathered there together to guard the truth so you might know. Down the road that followed Deep Creek, at the turn that crossed the bridge, federal marshals had the roadblock to mark the siege of Ruby Ridge. There the armies of the enemy slayed your bride and only son, nearly killed your close companion when the shrapnel pierced his lung. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives wheresoever eagles gather. That is where his body is. On that evening, late one August, you were forced to take your stand there to strangers as they trespassed to first blood on private land. Governor Andrus, back in Boise, let the enemy tell him lies, and from his anti-Christ decision, Sam and Vicky lost their lives. Federal agents, U.S. Marshals, and FBI men stormed the hill, all on false, fictitious charges, given orders shoot to kill. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives wheresoever eagles gather. That is where his body is. Though the armies of the enemy may surround us in the night, there's a host of heavenly angels hovering near, ready to fight. We stand with you, Randy Weaver. We are proud to call you friend. As we gather here together, stand beside you till the end. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives wheresoever eagles gather.